Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 164. Today is Saturday, May the 4th, 2019. I am your host, Lita. And joining me this way is Niecy. Say hi, Niecy.
Hello, guys.
Thank you for joining me. I don't know why the intro didn't work, but you get that. I'm not sure it worked before. So anyway, this week we have got Wanima is here. So hi, Wanima. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Oh, you are most welcome. We are super happy to have you come have a chat with us. So thank you. And I know it is crazy times over there, so we really do appreciate it. And we are not having a long show. There is not going to be a massive long show today, but thank you for spending some time with us. So let's kick things off with, tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the character.
Well, I'm a biologist and I'm a teacher now. I teach in school.
Okay.
And playing WoW makes me quite popular with the kids, actually. And I live alone with my cat.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, I became a guild master in our little guild in Earthen Ring, Europe, and which I love. We have a wonderful little guild with wonderful people in it. And
nice.
That's me.
Excellent.
So, how long have you been playing WoW, and when did you first start trying challenge characters?
Well, it's been a long time. I've been playing WoW for about 13 years, and I started because I just wanted to see... My son started playing. He was 11 years old at the time, and I was worried that maybe it wasn't a good place for him to be or something, and I fell in love with the game. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. So I started playing on my own, and so I've been playing for about 13 years with a couple of breaks. And at the time I started, I raided a lot, and I had a lot of fun. But Cataclysm kicked in, I just didn't enjoy the game anymore. I played quite a lot until Wrath of the Lich King. But it became too easy to level characters, and then I heard about the Iron Man challenges. And I started playing, I guess that was almost 8 years ago. I started as Horde.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And played quite a bit there, but now I play only Alliance.
Nice.
So.
Oh, well, that's good. So at the moment, like 8 years playing Challenge Tunes is when you say that to me, like you think, really? Has it been that, like, has it been around in some form for that long? Like that is just crazy to think 8 years.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I still think Wrath was a couple of years ago. I don't know about you guys, but it's still to me is like Wrath is, yeah, it was only the other year, like a couple of years ago. It's all good. All right.
Nope.
So for you, which challenge are you currently focused on? And why? Like, tell us about class, races, that kind of thing.
Well, I play, my main interest is Irons, but I have fallen in love with the greenies, because even though I've been playing for so long, I have never gotten attuned to top level. So suddenly greenies came up and they opened a door for something that I finally felt I could do. You know, it's just, Ironman Challenge is very difficult. It's not just playing. You really have to learn the quests. You really have to be very dedicated to it. And greenies allow me to challenge myself. You know, I think it's a great opportunity to learn the quests through the greenies, to be able to do them afterwards with an iron. And it gives me the opportunity also to challenge myself, because instead of, you know, I can start, I have one greenie at 120, but it had full greens. Now I'm going with less and less and less greens. So that allows me to get closer to an iron and to learn the quests at higher levels. Because I felt that I was all the time doing quests from 1 to 40 or 1 to 60. And I said, well, what happens when I get to 65 and I don't know the quests?
Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm focusing most in. And the other thing that has me very fascinated are teams. I really enjoy them. I have a couple of teammates, and I think teams make a wonderful opportunity for people to play with a friend and to enjoy the challenge and to try and get out there and do things.
Yes, no, that's good. All right, anything else that you're currently working on? So obviously greens, we know you love your greens. Anything else? Do you delve into any of the other ones?
I have a Passy at 56.
Nice. Okay.
And I like playing that very much. But I don't play it as often as I do the others. I usually wait for rested experience and then play with it. And the only thing I do know, even though I do all the other challenges, is that Bloodthirsty is not for me. Sorry, Nisi.
It's okay.
It's not for everyone. We understand that, don't we, Nisi? It's okay.
Yes, we do.
It is its own special form of, I don't even want to know, but you know, it's okay. Yeah. Maybe. We do love it. We do love it. Okay.
So what is your fondest challenge memory that you've had so far? Leveling up over all these years.
Yeah, well, I definitely think that getting to 120 in my greenie was the best ever. When I finally hit 120 with whatever, it was a wonderful thing. But I think I enjoy the challenge all the time. I think it's wonderful to do something in World of Warcraft that requires some strategy and some thinking, not just mindless leveling with an immortal character like usually if you play normal toons you are. You know, I'm playing a normal toon also. And they're immortal. You don't have to worry about anything, you know, just kill things. So I just love playing irons. I only play irons nowadays.
Yeah. And you are our only max level green.
Yep.
From memory too. So, which was your human pally, which is fantastic. Yes. And awesome. Again, an awesome achievement. Congratulations on that. So tell us about your leveling process. What zones do you normally go through? Have you picked yourself a really good leveling path, or is it something that you're still trying to refine?
Well, It depends a lot on, yeah. I do zones that I like very much. Mm-hmm. I like Teldrassil because it's very easy to start leveling there. And Lochmuldan because, of course, there's lots of rares and it's very nice. And except for the fire boss in the Silvermine Cave, yeah, everything is pretty easy. And those are mainly the zones that I start with. Afterwards, there are zones that I love. I love Dustwallow Marsh also because of the tons of rares. And I love Fellwood because it's also a zone that I know. But I think you have to level in the zones that you know. I think people enjoy zones because they are familiar with them, because they know where the chests are, where the rares are, what the mobs do. And that makes them easier for everybody. And so, I don't know. I if I'm very tired because I have several toons that I'm leveling at the same time, then I switch zones and I go somewhere else. But from 1 to 60, I think I have more or less control over most of the zones. Mm-hmm. And after that, I do Outlands. I know people love Northrend, but I do Outlands, mm-hmm, almost all of it.
Yep.
And that's just the way I do it. I don't, mm-hmm, know.
No, that's good. Is there just a side into, as you're leveling your toons, has there been any quests that you just don't touch? Other,
yes,
than
many.
You know, is there something like off the top of your head, like, okay, I've, even on a green, I would not touch this quest?
Yes, there are quests that I never do.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, everybody knows Red Ridge Mountains, no. and it's not because I can't do them, it's because they're tough. And why should I take the risk?
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary to take the risk. Then there are quests in Eastern Plaguelands, which I think are very tough. And there's a specific quest with a wolf in... where the little girl is and you have to get the pieces of the doll.
Yes. Yep.
There's a wolf there that gives you a debuff that really hurts in any character. And yep, I died once there and I've never done it before, afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few quests here and there that I think are quite difficult to do. And if, for example, even in the starting zones in Elwyn Forest, if you don't know how to do the collector, don't do the collector.
Yeah.
Because it's three mobs and you're, mm-hmm, an iron, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I can do it in some of my characters. I don't do them in every class. I, yep, do them with my Pala. I do them with my Shaman. But I would never consider doing it with, and I do it with my hunters also, but with other characters, I find it quite difficult.
Okay. That's some great information too. And I think, as we regularly say, the way that we can go with leveling, like, you don't, we're not completionists. That's the thing about a challenge toon, is not, you know, we don't have to go into the zone and go, oh, well, I've got to get everything done from this zone. Like, you don't. You've sometimes just got to turn around and be like, you know what? I've got to leave here. This place is no good for me. And you've got to be okay with saying, no, stop, move somewhere else. You know what I mean? Because, yeah.
You've got no one to walk away.
Exactly.
You can't do Lore Master on a challenger. You're not going to make it. You're just, yeah.
But Lida, it's amazing how many people, actually, it took me years to change that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because You only learn that after dying dozens of times in your irons.
Yeah.
And I understand that some people want to feel, oh, I did stitches with my iron. Mm. Wonderful. You know, I think it's great, but why in hell did you do it? I mean, what's the point? There are dozens of quests that you can do. And the whole point of the challenge is to stay alive.
Yeah.
So why risk dying?
Exactly.
But it's very difficult to get people to change their frame of mind about it because they're used to normal tunes. And it took me a long time to change and start abandoning quests. No, this one I don't do. This one I don't do. This one I don't do.
That's true. I think for most of us that have come over and played regular before we've found the challenges, absolutely, because that's the mindset, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you want all the achievements, you want to get all the zones done, you want to get, whether you're collecting toys, mounts, pets, whatever you do on your normal, your regular turn. Mm-hmm. So you bring that over to a challenge turn, because what else do you know? You know how to play a regular tune. And after many, many, many possibly deaths, looking at myself in particular, you know, you're still here, you're still trying, and it's changing the way that the brain thinks about it all, which is, I agree with you. It's taken me years. As you said, it's taken you a long time. Nisi, I don't know if you've had the same experience with finding that you've got to let things go, you know, let it go.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You've got to know when to walk away. I mean, there's certain quests that certain classes can do. There's certain quests that certain classes can't do, or you'd be better off just not taking the risk. I mean, you know, I'm working on an iron on the side, and I'm like, I see these named mobs coming up in the end of quest chains. I'm like, nope, sorry, I'm out. I'm not doing it.
And but I guess I was just going to say, now that Blizzard has changed with leveling zones, you've got so much more zones. So it's not like we're out leveling a zone. So if you can't finish off these quests, you've still probably got 5, 10, maybe 15 other zones that you can go to where you can pick up easier quests. So guys, you know, it's really important stuff to again continually say, let you know, if you find that you're thinking, well, can I do this, perhaps you should just go, you know what, don't worry about it, don't worry, I don't know. If you got saying walk away from it, go somewhere else, find some other quests. But it's very valuable advice. So thank you, Wanima. I think it's good to remember that kind of thing, because we do often have little, you know, brain farts and think, oh, I'll give it a go. And when maybe it's just go find some set of quests somewhere a lot easier. So, yeah.
But there's also something that I don't know if you have experienced it or if you experience it, but I find that as I level up, even with the new leveling system, as I level up, even if I go down to some of the easier zones, the mobs get harder.
Mm.
I mean, they have more abilities, or it's not just because of the difference in level. They're somehow harder, except maybe for some of the beginning zones. So I save some of the beginning zones sometimes for my higher levels before 60, for example. Mm-hmm. And then I go, instead of going to the higher zones and going to Blasted Lands or any of those things, then I go back to one of the beginning zones. I save one of the beginning zones for those levels because I get the same experience. And some of the mobs tend to be easier at that time for irons. I don't know if you experience the same thing or how do other people do it, but it's not a bad thing to keep one of the easier zones for when you're 55 or something like that, which becomes very tough for an iron.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's handy to know too. Very handy. Alrighty. Niecy, what's our next question?
All right. So over the years, as you've been playing the challenges, what's your worst or most embarrassing way that you've died on a challenge trip?
Oh, well, that's a tough one because there's so many deaths. But I guess that embarrassing, in Pandaria with an 88 Hunter,
mm-hmm.
I was doing one of the daily quests in what's it called? Hills? Half Hill. I can't remember. Well, mm-hmm. where Half you Hill. Do. Yeah. And I was up in the mountains with the monkey boss, and I forgot that he throws you out, and I hit disengage at the same time as he hit me up.
Oh no. Oh.
So I died.
Ouch.
And so that wasn't very nice.
Mm.
I also lost my greedy shaman at 81 with only 5 greens. That one hurt also recently.
Okay.
So something that I had never experienced in Wintergard, a keep. You know that you have to kill the geists in Northrend. Mm-hmm. They send you to the little town in the bottom and you have to, and I've done that quest dozens of times. But this time when I was killing one of the guys there, 12 skeletons appeared out of nowhere.
Oh.
And obliterated me. I mean, they were just,
wow.
They came running from the field up towards the keep, and I had never experienced that. So so that was a bad death.
Wow.
And my last greedy pala with 11 greens, I lost at 113.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh.
Because you get too cocky sometimes. And you know, in Suramar, I was doing quests because I wanted to get some extra experience there because Battle of Azeroth is so tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tangled with some of the elites that are there and didn't fare very well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta watch the, I like to call it the bulletproof drunk feeling where it's like, oh, you know, it's going great. And then you get a little too overconfident and I can do this. Yeah. And then, oh no, mm-hmm. I can't.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. If I do the whole, the typical Australian comment is she'll be right. So as soon as I start to think she'll be right, I'm like, no. That's like a warning trigger right there. As soon as I start to think that, I'm like, whoa, no, don't do it later. Cause 99.9% of the time I'll end up dead. So I understand that.
And that's one of the dangers of greenies. That you do get cocky because you are so much stronger than when you have your iron. So mm-hmm. you do have to watch out because they are not overpowerful. They're more powerful, but not overpowerful.
Yeah.
All right. So what zone do you think is the most unfriendly to a challenge character?
Oh. I already named Red Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also Stranglethorn has become difficult for Irons because there are so many mobs and there are many stealth mobs and mobs are pretty close together. Mm-hmm. I can't do Eastern Plainlands with my Irons. I can't even do the first two quests to get the two paladins in Eastern Plainlands. Mm-hmm. I can't do them, especially Taranar, I can't do because I can't kill the three mobs that you have to kill to be able to recruit him.
Oh, yes.
But I think that it depends on your class. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you're playing. Some zones are better for some classes, other zones are better for other classes. And just in general, I think people have to be very careful nowadays with any caster that throws lightning or wind spells, because I think the lightning spells are frighteningly dangerous. And the wind spells, like, for example, the Nagas in Ashenvale in the coast, where you have to go and collect some statues and you have female Nagas and male Nagas close to the entrance to the dungeons there to mm-hmm. them. Those Nagas have a wind spell that takes half of my life in one go if I'm an Iron.
Okay.
And satyrs, for example, also have a fire shield that really, really hurts. So if you have a pala, you can do them. If you have a plate wearer, but if you're in a chamois or if you're in a clothy or leather player, they destroy you. Mm-hmm. So I think it depends on the class a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And knowing your class and what they can do certainly is a major thing to be able to, you know, to be able to control, because obviously, you know, something like for me, if I hop on a lock, I'm going to understand what I can do with that lock. Whereas if I hop onto something like a chamois, it's not my favorite class. Sorry, not sorry, but it's not. So for me, I'm, you know, I just like, but yeah. So understanding, you know, all of that, definitely.
But you should try them, because in the contest, I made a chamois for one of the contests, one of our private contests, and I had never played a chamois before. I did not like shamans. Mm-hmm. And to my utter surprise, a restoration shaman is awesome. And I can get them up to the 80s with 5 greens, which is something that I can't do with many other characters because they're so powerful. First, they have a huge DPS.
Yeah.
If you play Restoration.
Okay.
If you play anything else, you can't do it. But if you play Restoration, you have like 5 different heals, plus you have a huge DPS. And after 40, it gets even better. I mean, they're really, really good. You should give them a try.
That instant proc lava burst that comes in at 40 is wonderful.
Okay.
Awesome.
We'll see. There's a lot of chamois love in the chat room, I could notice, and I'm feeling we'll see. We'll see.
Now, I will say, Resto, I think, kind of gets a bad rap. I think a lot of the healing specs do get a bad rap because people are like, oh, healing spec, I'm not going to be able to do anything. But I'm telling you, Resto Shaman needs to be given a bit of a fairer shake because you've got a healing totem that you can drop. After, I think, was it late 30s, early 40s, you get your stone elemental. And that can kind of tank for you. It has a 5-minute cooldown on it, but if you time things out right, it can take the brunt of the hits. You can get some of those named mobs at the end of the quest chains. Between that and drop in the healing totem, and the healing totem's got a fairly quick cooldown on it.
Yes.
And then you've got healing rain that you can drop at your feet. Yeah. So you've got a couple of heals that can be ticking at the same time, plus Riptide. So I think it needs a little bit better of a shake given to that.
I totally agree. And also the earth elemental, you can kill rares all the way up to wherever you want, because you have huge DPS, and this thing gets all the aggro. It will not lose aggro. So they're pretty good. I was very surprised.
Okay.
I had not played them before. I would swear for my palace all the time because I love my palace, but the chamois, it's amazing and it's fast.
Okay. We'll see. All right. Now, what advice? I mean, you've given lots of advice through our chat and we greatly appreciate any of that, but what advice would you give to anyone who wants to try a challenge tune, or even some more tips or little tricks?
Well, I think you have to know your quests very well. I think that is the secret to leveling irons. If you don't know the quests, you're in serious trouble. Mm-hmm. And because you have to learn where the patrols patrol, what spells the mobs have, all the things that you have to work with. You also, as we were saying, you can't be a completionist. And when you get to the higher levels, I strongly recommend people to have a scout, because scouts, I managed my 120 because I had a scout. I didn't know the quests in Battle for Azeroth, and I didn't know many of the Legion quests. And thanks to my scout, took longer, but it's the only way to survive some of the quests. And I think people have to learn not to look at their deaths as failure. I think every time you die, you learn something. You have to look at it as a step towards your goal. You don't have to look at it as a failure and give up. You just have to say, okay, now I know this. Next time I won't do it. And that's it.
I agree. Nice. I think that is some really handy and well-timed advice. So thank you so much, Wanima, for all of that and for getting to know you better as well. And once again, congratulations, our first and currently only max level green. So that is an achievement with it in itself. So again, congratulations on that. So tell us about how's your week in WoW been this week?
Oh, well, it's been quite good. I haven't been able to play so much because I've had lots of work, but I haven't lost any tunes this week.
Yay!
My passy is now 54, I believe. Nice. Surprisingly.
Nice.
And I managed to get my green shaman to 56 with 5 greens.
Okay.
I have an iron shaman also at 45. And I started another green pala to try to get it up to 120 with 11 greens, but it's a very small one still. Mm-hmm. It's only 9. So it's been a good week.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all that I've done. Oh, no, actually, no. I got a green team.
Okay.
Team managed to get it 7.
Nice.
And lately I've been very focused on trying to get flying in Legion because I want it for my greenies. And I have to do that in a normal tune, and I don't have any tune at 120 except my Greenie. So I have to work a bit on that because I really do want Flying in Legion.
Nice.
Which I don't have right now.
Yeah.
It does come in handy. I will say that.
Okay. Excellent. Oh, and because he's allied race. Thank you. That's sorry, my bad. Periton did make a 120, but he is allied race.
That is true.
I was like, I'm sure there's another 120, but yeah, allied race are on a different thing. I'm talking about normal. So yes, we do have two greens, but we've got one normal green and then we've got an allied race green as well.
And
so
he actually,
that's what I meant.
He actually has one less green than I have.
Ooh.
He leveled with 15 because he's a red tree pala.
Ah.
And I leveled as there protection.
Okay. Nice. Protection can be pretty good on a pally. Definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's my bad. So we do have two 120s. Yes.
That is true.
And congratulations.
Yeah, he's on the other list, so we just kind of separated out and
always forget about sorry, allied race people. I play them. I should know. Of course you're on a separate list. Boom! Anyway, but yes, again, congratulations, Winema, on that. And to Periton, too, because it's amazing. Nisi,
let's see.
I don't think you've done very much, my dear.
No,
not been busy. Nah.
No.
Nah.
Really slow week.
What have you been up to?
Okay, well, Bloodthirsties, obviously, because those are my jam. So, working on a few, some on stream, some off stream. Stream schedule got messed up this week because of weather and illness, but you know, whatever. I got it sorted out. So I've got one of my baby priests who I'm running in Holy as a side project just to kind of see how Holy's gonna play out. So far it's been pretty good. She's she just got to level 27 this week. She's at 1,854 kills. That's not so bad. She's been getting some rares out there. There's a few that she can still handle. So, hey, that's not bad considering she doesn't have a shield because Holy doesn't get one. So,
right. Mm.
Yeah, they get a heal over time and they get flash heal, but they don't get the shield. So it's been interesting so far, but I really haven't red ringed on her at all yet. So it's interesting.
Cool.
I've got my warlock. hats off to you for being able to warlock it up so much and so often. I think it's just not my class.
You're lucky we're friends, Niecy. You're lucky we're friends.
Hey, but you know what? That's why there's other classes.
That's true.
And I don't know. It's just, even as a bloodthirsty, it's been kind of slow going. It could be my level. It could just be the fact that combat's slower overall. And last time I had really gotten into her was when combat was a little bit faster. So, I mean, that could be the issue I'm having there. She's still alive. She's still an ice crown grinding Frostweave like she's been for like the last 10 levels. And I'm so sick of being there. But she got to 78 and she's sitting at 14,439 kills. So not bad. Definitely interesting because I do want to see how the different classes and where I take them kill wise pans out to the 120 that I did get. So it's going to be interesting to see. I've got my baby replacement hunter that had to step in and pick up the hunter team for the last one that died. So she got to level 19. I'm still in Lock Modan, but it's a whole different experience leveling on a normal server than on an RP server. You're cross-realmed constantly, depending on the time of day. And you're in these realm shards with tons of other people from different servers that you've never even heard of before. So, you know, it's like, depending on the time of the day, I might find two rares up in Lock Modan, and that's a good day. So she's getting ready to leave Lock Modan. I think I'm going to shepherd her on out to Wetlands a level early because I just can't take it anymore. But she's at 562 kills at 19, but she's a Pandaren. So her kills are going to be a little bit lower because she had to quest to get out of her starting zone. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can definitely see the difference between the questing and the non-questing there. And my lovely Discipline Priest, Soul Snuffer, she got to level 68. She's just under 10,000 kills. She's at 9,938. She had a pretty good week. She's in Dragonblight at the Induli village, killing the walrus guys. There's a chest that sometimes spawns in that village, so that's a nice 20-ish thousand XP to kind of help me out a little bit. She can still open chests in Wrath, so
yeah,
it's like, okay, I'll take it. I worked on my monk, Soulfist. She is in Mistweaver spec once again. When combat was faster, I was in Brewmaster, and it was going great. When the changes came in, Brewmaster was terrible for me. I couldn't get into it. I could kill stuff, but it was taking forever, and my health was all over the place. It was too much. I switched back to Mistweaver, and it picked up. It started going a lot faster. I almost lost her, though, this week. My internet in the middle of streaming decided that it was going to be fussy. I guess they were still fixing storm damage. And it dropped out on me.
Oh.
I didn't know it had dropped out. Ouch. Until I hit Jade Lightning to pull a mob. And I was standing next to the flight point in Winterspring. And there's only a couple neutral stags there. So I hit Jade Lightning. It didn't go off. And I'm like, hello? So I'm like, where's my spell? And then I thought, well, maybe I'm being cross-realmed. That happens sometimes. There's slight delay in the cross-realming where the spell doesn't go off right away.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. The mob's not moving. Nothing's happening. I'm like, oh, crap. So I hit a heal because I'm like, look, if I hit something else, it's either going to push the DC through or it's going to push the realm transfer through. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like maybe this isn't a DC. Maybe it's lag because I was having lag issues earlier. Yeah, no, the heal didn't do it. So I was like, what? I've got two spells on my bar. I'm just like, oh, no. We're not playing this again, internet. We're not. And the internet finally dropped. And I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Go back to log into WoW. And the rest of the house is saying, what happened to the internet? I'm like, gosh. So, yeah, okay. Internet's down for the entire household. This is not a me thing. This is a service provider thing. 45 minutes later, the internet came back up, and I'm like, within the first 5 minutes, I'm like, yeah, I'm coming back to a dead character. This is the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I pretty much resigned myself to the fact. I'm like, yeah, you know, 48, 49, I'll get back there. Logged back in, and I was alive, standing next to the flight point. I was like, shit. Apparently, the internet dropped before the spell had gone off, so it never tagged the mob, and I was like, oh, thank you.
Wow.
So lucky. I was like, so I was like, you know what? We're not going to stream Bloodthirsty anymore the rest of the afternoon. We're just going to finish everything out while I'm making dinner, and we'll see if things stabilize, and then maybe I'll stream Iron Man that night.
Yeah.
So I did get her leveled. She did get to 49. She's at 5,554 kills.
Yeah.
And from there on out, the night kind of settled down. So I didn't have any problems. I was scared getting on my balance droid because she's my current big girl. She wasn't 96, and I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But hopped on her. She got to level 97, and
wow,
she's got enough sumptuous fur from grinding in Shadow Moon Valley out there in Warlords of Draenor that she could open her own clothing shop.
Yeah.
So lovely. Yeah, I haven't gone back to Auction House yet, so she's at like 1,700 pieces of sumptuous fur.
Oh my god.
Wow.
And, yeah, don't know if I'm going to be able to sell it all, but, you know, maybe over time. But, yeah, she's at 25,000 kills, just a little bit over.
Yeah.
So she's probably got, I think the exit quest comes in at 100. I don't think it comes in at 98. I think it's 100. I'm not doing the exit quest because we can't quest as Bloodthirsties. However... Yeah. The exit quest gives you a teleport to Stormwind item that you can use and not have to turn in the quest. So I did that with the Paladin where I used the item, teleported to Stormwind, dropped the quest. And I was like, okay, from here we can go on to, I'm sorry. Yeah. Where did we go? Went to Legion. I did a couple of quests to move to Arlorian. So I'm looking forward to getting out of WoD with her and not being in WoD for a while, because WoD sucks. I'm sorry, but grinding there is terrible. It takes forever. For some reason, the mods in WoD take longer to kill than they do in Legion. They're different health pools. The ones in Legion are a little bit lower. I don't know why. Something with the stat squish got weird. So I'm looking forward to getting into Legion with her and getting a break. And I worked on my Resto Shaman. She's level 48. She's closely following the monk. But one of them's going to have to take a vacation soon because I refuse to do two challengers through Warlords of Draenor at the same time. And I also refuse to do two Bloodthirsties through BFA at the same time. My sanity is not to that level. I can't do it. And I also worked on my blood team that I'm dual boxing. So anybody that's doing a blood team, I don't recommend dual boxing it for the sake of your sanity, unless you've got nothing but time. Because they're level 36 now, and that level took me about 5.5 to 6 hours.
Wow.
Because only one of them's actually doing any combat, because I've got the other one just simply on auto-follow. I'm not doing any fancy key bindings or whatever. It's just the one character doing all the work. So it's taken a wee bit longer. They're sitting at 6,966 kills because the kills are going to be split, or the XP split, so the kills are going to be double. So I can't wait to see their number should they make it. It's going to be very interesting.
It will be. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Wow. I also worked on my Iron Man. Got her from 49 to 51, and I'm just wrapping up Fellwood right now. There's a lot of quests I've walked away from in Fellwood. I'm getting kind of the itchy skin antsiness of being in the same color palette for a while. And Fellwood's just a nervous ball of energy for me because in the past I've had connection issues there. So I'm like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. I'm thinking about bailing out now and not finishing Fellwood in the section I'm in and just hopping over to Winterspring, because I'm pretty sure I can make up the lost XP there. And there's a couple of quests I can do in Swamp of Sorrows if it comes to it, because I know when I want to hit Blasted Lands with her, but definitely not yet. And also worked on some Iron Teams with Zorts, and we streamed a little bit early because I was having weather coming in that day. So we're live. We made it to level 45.
Yay!
And we're currently in Feralis, and I'm driving him crazy because I'm a bundle of nerves, and he's not used to my bundle of nerveness yet. I don't know why. But I'm like, everything's going to kill us. I'm scared. You need to kill that, because it looked at us. He's like, we're fine. I'm like, kill it. And, you know, he doesn't want me making friends with
looked
anything.
At you so. Funny. If it looks at you funny, you just kill it.
You do.
Simple
you
as that.
Do.
Yes.
You do. But, you know.
That's why I like to make teams and be the Pala, because then you're definitely in control. You're the protection Pala. You pull, you decide.
Yeah, we're on the Horde side, and I'm not that familiar with. I mean, I'm a little bit now that we've done Horde a couple of times, but you know, my memory's crap. So it's like, where did we go next? So I kind of know some stuff and some stuff I don't. But we give each other crap sometimes for fun, but you know, we don't mean it. And also, last minute today, I got off my butt and I'm like, you know what? I really dislike doing the holiday events on my Iron Tin or, you know, pacifist. I don't like all the travel involved. It drives me crazy. But my pacifist is at a level right now where 95% of her dig sites for archaeology, she can't do them because they're in the mobs are too densely packed. I don't want to risk it. I am not a stealth character, so I have to pick and choose what I'm going to do. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this, but I got it. So I went and did Children's Week with the pacifist, did all the traveling, was really annoyed in Northrend because they have you go to the Dragon Shrine, the bronze one. I'm like, okay. Then they send you over here. You did that first set and they're like, oh, you need to go back to Dragonblight. I'm like, what? we were just there.
Yeah.
Why couldn't we have done them together?
Yes.
Really? Really? So then I had to go back and do that one. And I was half a bar shy from dinging. I was like, really? I was like, let me go.
So close.
I'm out here, you know, I'm right near Shulzar. Let me go and farm some stuff.
Yeah.
Started farming and I was getting 240 XP for picking stuff. And I'm like, looking at how much XP I needed about 12,000. I'm like, yeah, no. Because I was looking at the time deadline for when the list kicks over. I'm like, mm-mm, I ain't going to make it. So I was like, where are my dig sites currently? And one popped up near Zulfarak. I was like, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, do we want to? I was like, all right. And my brain forgot they removed the portal from old Dartloran out to the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I go running up there. I'm like, portal! No portal. Right.
Yep.
So then I had to go back and I was like, well, how am I getting there? I'm 90. I don't want to. I took the Exodar portal and I'm like, all right, what do you got for me? And I looked at the flight point and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a long flight. So, I mean, I was like, all right, let's do this. Hopped on. Dogs wanted to go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, let's go. Took them out and I still hadn't landed. I took them out individually too. So it took me longer. And I was like, all right, I'm still flying. I think I was in Stone Talon by the time I sat down. I was like,
yep.
Okay. And I think I did two surveys and it dinged me. I'm like, I'm out of here. And I just went to the inn, logged out. I'm like, I'm getting this level in before, you know, time's up for the week.
Yeah.
Anything to happen, I'll come back and finish this later. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't do all that much this week, but that was pretty much my week. Nobody died, thankfully. Came close.
Yay! But...
yeah, that's, you know, yeah,
that's a positive, and I can't believe that you, absolutely, with the DC, with the net out DC, that you did not come like that. That was timed so well that you did not lose your turn. Because as know, a DC normally will end up with a dead turn. So
you're normally dead if you can't get back in within 15 seconds, and it just wasn't a game lag hiccup thing.
Yep.
You're pretty much dead, you know,
just
tell yourself you're going to be coming back in the graveyard, no matter what the login screen says. And, you know, that's the way it's going to be. And you're going to be mailing your stuff out and, you know, re-rolling, and that's how it is. And I was actually, you know, I was like, well, I need to go start dinner because we were making something elaborate. So I had to get it started. And I was like, let me go and start that. And by the time I came back, the net did come up and I was like, oh, you know, let me go get this done, get the band-aid, rip it off, and, you know, and I logged in, and I'm like, oh, I'm alive.
Yay!
Very
I'm
good.
Alive! So, I'm alive!
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a big surprise. I was not expecting to be alive at all.
That's awesome. You know? Well done.
Good.
All right. Okay, hang on. Let me get the flask.
Settling, guys.
Let's fill up. Actually, it's not a huge amount this week.
It's not that bad. It's actually looks like less than me.
Week. It is because, you know, there's this thing called real life and work, and it really, really kicked my butt this week, really badly. So anyway, we're going to not crawl into the fetal position about that. But it's been a rough week. So we did get some challenge tunes played. So I'm happy about that. So my Iron Man, so my Night Elf Hunter, I did 42 to 43. So I got a level on her, which was good. I wanted to push her more. I think that was early or mid last week. But again, the body's failing. And it's like, yeah, no, you know. Leaders, rule number one. Pacifist, though, we got the baby Passy hit level 16. Nice. So, yay. And my big girl, Passy, hit 66. So,
very nice.
Very happy with that. We are getting there. So, again, yay for cooking and fishing dailies. And yay for a little bit of, you know, children's week. So that was good. Plus discovery. You forget how much discovery XP just, you know, just add a bit. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, I've only got a bar to go. This is awesome. So, yeah. So that was really good. So I'm really happy with that. Blood-wise, I played my little baby No Morlock. She hit level 17. We're at 560 kills. So that's my, the new one I made a couple of weeks ago. But then the one that I made last week is my new Dark Iron Warlock. So I'm really, really happy with her. She hit 23 and we're at 186 kills. So again, rare hunting. As we know, I love my rare hunting. I do love to go rare hunting. And yeah, she's just culling through. Like the Warlocks, seriously, are... Oh, truly are my first loves, really are. So I'm really happy with how they're both going. And then I played my Lightforged Hunter and got her two levels last night. So we hit 36. So I took her through Hinterlands. Again, one of my favorite zones. And then we decided, well, stuff this. We're going into Western Plaguelands, which we did. Ooh. And I think I ended up missing one, possibly two rares. All the rares were up for that. And yeah, so we got pushed through two levels last night when I was streaming. So I was like, yay. So she's at 767 kills. But again, like for the hunters, just, you know, cull through stuff, and I've got Chino the turtle, so, you know, it's all going quite well. So I'm happy with what I managed to get, and again, didn't kill anything. So I think, you know, we've got a trifecta of not killing anything for us girls this week. So yay. So yeah, we will have to see how we go next week. But what I'm going to do is now I'm going to attempt and see if this is going to play, because apparently the intro didn't. So bear with me. We are going to try. Where is it? Here we go. Okay, let's see if this plays.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita Ann Stone.
Okay, so we heard that. Did the chat room hear that? That's what I would be curious to know. We're going to do news anyway. All right, so we've got a couple of things that we need to talk about. Heard it this time, yay, excellent, thank you guys. I think I know why it didn't, but anyway, we're all good. All right, allied race quests. So the Kul'Tiran and Zandalari account wide quests have been added to the exception list. Okay, so that is for the allied race quests. We have also got allied races and flag resets. So I had an issue with kill checking that required a flag reset. Issue is fixed. Consequence of this is State of the Challenges was reset on Monday night, so it will be 5 days instead of the full seven. So apparently, some of the allied races were showing they hadn't killed enough, and it automatically red flagged them. Stone sorted all that. Thank you, Stone. We're all good.
Yes, thank you, Stone.
So, yes. Yeah. So, that's all good from there. Now, the other thing that happened, apparently, this morning while I was asleep or when I just woke up, BlizzCon. We will say tickets did go on sale this morning. They've gone. There are more tickets on sale May the 5th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. There's three levels of tickets. I'm not going to go into everything. If you're interested and you're wanting to go, look, jump on, obviously, you know, the websites and have a look. But there are more tickets going on sale May the 9th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's apparently sold through AXS instead of Universe. They've been using Universe, I think, the last couple of years. They've now changed it. So, again, there is a... Let me see if I can do this without completely butchering it. I will put this over here. That is the link to who it is. For, and there's a waiting room and they draw random people from the waiting room. I don't understand. I'm just like, I'm not going this year. So, yeah, if you're into it, check it out. There's obviously a lot of people around who did or are going to be looking into it. So we have in, did Stone do it? Hang on, had mental blank. Yes, we should have the, I can't see where it is. We have got the BlizzCon channel back active now too. So, oh, sorry. Sorry, Nisi disappeared because I clicked on something. Okay, note to self, don't click on stuff in Discord. There we go. All right. Landing on new things today, guys. Bear with me, honestly. Heartstone. Okay. Let us do the state of the challenges. So I'm going to take it away to you two lovely ladies. All right. So, Wanima, if you can start off with the irons, go for it, please.
Yes. So at 10th place, we have Nemesis at 79. In number 9, we have Feraliric at 82. Number 8 is Iron Dan, 83. Number 7 is Assee at 84. Number 6 is Syster, who unfortunately died at 86.
Oh. Oh.
Number 5, Shinari, 107. Number 4, Thulfur, at 112. Number 3, Yanman, at 113. Number 2, Kraknar, at 115. And awesome, number 1, Shinari again, at 116. Wow.
Well done.
Very nice.
Nice. And Stir.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sorry, Stir. I'm not quite sure what happened
Wired
on that one.
Wired
Oh, that's right.
Battery died in Batteries. His wireless mouse. Death. And he was in running and he couldn't stop running in time. And
yeah, I remember.
Death by batteries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. All right, let's have a look at the bloods. Nisi, who have we got this week?
Alrighty, we're bloodthirsty this week. Number 10 is Bloodlita at 36. Ooh. I think I know who that is. We have at number 9, Zaya Barra at 42.
Yay, Zaya.
Number 8, Tidal Soul at 48. 7, Soulfist at 49. 6, Sanguistone. Wonder who that is. At 61.
Someone dodgy. I'm sure it's somebody dodgy.
I'm sure. In 5th, we have Soul Snuffer at 68. And 4th, Blood Trap, also at 68. In 3rd, we have 5 On It at 73. Number 2, we've got Soul Stoned at 78. And number 1, Soulful Paul at 97.
Nice. Well done. Alrighty. Pacifist. Wanima. Who we got? Let's have a look.
So we have at number 10, Ferriflora at 41. Number 9, Passing Stone at 44. We don't know who that one is.
Nope. Either. No idea.
Kalionia at placed 8 at 49. Number 7 is Awesome Blomster at 51. Number 6 is Feripa at 53. Number 5, Pasilita at 66. Woohoo!
Yay.
Number 4, Saya Passi at 72. Number 3, Passivetten at 79. Number 2, Gentle Soul at 90.
Nice.
And number 1, Silent the Bird at 93. Wow.
Nice.
That's very nice.
Well done, Passies. Look at them go.
Yes.
All right. Tins, Nisi.
All right. Good job, guys. All right. So for Tins, we've got in 10th at... level 20, Olovix. Number 9, Sanchigan at 20. 8, Dient at 24. 7, Betterton at level 30. 6, we have Kassite at 32. 5, we have QQ at 34. Number 4, Ludo at 40. 3, we have another Sanchigan at 50. Number 2 is Arundel at 57. And number 1 this week for tins is Lucy Lynn Pal at 60.
Nice. Well done, tins. Okay, greens. Go for it, Winema.
So greenies, at number 10, we have Greenlock at 61. At number 9, we have Gabriela at 61. Number 8, Iron Green at 62. Number 7, Eva Green at 66. Number 6, Execute at 66. Number 5, Lil Bit Verdi at 67. At number 4, we have 9, 78. Number 3 is Ferre Verde at 84. Number 2, Shalera at 86. And number 1, Saya Gilleth at 94.
Nice. Well done, greens. Okay, let's have a look at the teams. Nisi, go for it.
All right, so for iron teams, don't have a whole lot this week, but we do have a few. So number 6 this week was Dur Sinnott, and they are unfortunately RIP at level 17. Sorry, guys. Number 5, the Flying Dutchman at 18. Number 4, iron team placeholder was at level 18. They are red flagged. Someone unfortunately selected a talent.
Oops.
Talents, guys.
Oh.
Yeah. Number 3 was enter your team name, 80 characters max. They are level 29. The team puppet rides again, reached level 45. Woo-hoo. And don't go in that sexy house is number 1 this week at level 51.
Well done. All right.
So for blood teams, we have just one this week. So Team Soul Patrol at level 36.
Well done, Nisi.
And green teams. We have two green teams this week, guys.
Yay!
So we've got 50 Shades of Green at level 27.
Nice.
And Straight Outta Blackrock at level 32.
That's awesome. I love them. I love some of these team names. Honestly, you guys, that is wonderful. All right. Well, obviously, congratulations to everyone leveling this week and commiserations to anyone we lost, because it always does take a little chunk of ourselves when we do lose a turn. Yeah. But it's great to see so many people active just by looking at the state of the challenges, and we know there's a lot of people that are just leveling, so thank you guys, we appreciate them. All right, let's go on to this one. Where's my bumper? Here's my bumper. All right, here we go.
This just in, it's chit chat.
I have to do that every time. I love Rogue Slayer doing that. All right, so this is the time where you can send in your tips, your tricks, your questions, anything that you want for us to discuss, read out, etc. So the first one, as tradition always is, there's two things about this section. Tradition is, as he sends us a pun every week, whether it's good or bad will be decided in a minute. I haven't read it, so I don't know. Second tradition is our guest always reads it. So, Winema, if you can do me the pleasure or not, I'm not sure, but go for it, please. I will listen.
Well, this is Assy's pun. I had a dream I was a muffler. I woke up exhausted.
That is cute. Okay. I'm waiting for it. He's going to be going gold. Gold. Very cute. All right. Thank you, Azzy, as always. We do appreciate you taking the time to send in your puns. So thank you. It was good. All right. Now, from last week, update on the buyback tab. So Rogue Slayer did go and tested it. And this is what she had to say. I tested the buyback tab clearing. Logged onto a tune I played earlier today. Tab was clear. Sold a couple of things, logged out, logged in, still in tab. My conclusion, it clears out after you've been logged out for X amount of time, but not right away. Okay, so just keep that in mind. That was a question that we had last week about the buyback tab clearing. So yes, so it will be there, obviously, while you're still playing, or maybe while you've got your account open, or maybe it's for an hour. Time frame wise, we don't quite know, but it will eventually go away. But thank you, Rogue Slayer, for testing. We do appreciate that. All right, Nisi, what else have we got?
Okay. All right, so from Shalze, and I believe this one came from our Discord, they asked if first aid was allowed for the Iron Man challenge. Yes. Now, first aid is a bit of a sticky topic right now. Mm-hmm. So, yes, you can use bandages. But no, you can't use first aid because it's no longer in the game.
Yes.
The bandage making tailors can do. Now, while you can use them, you have to find them. So if you find them on Auction House and your character can afford them, great. If not, have extra food.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So first aid is no longer a secondary profession. So do not lose, don't go and learn a profession if you're on any of the challenges that cannot have professions. So, but good questions. Always good to get little reminders. So thank you for that. Alrighty. Winima, who have we got next, please?
We have from Weebaloo. Are you allowed to get rested experience when logged off?
Yes.
Well, if it means that you are in an inn and you log off, please do. It's a very good way of doing it because you will get a rested experience. And yes, it is allowed and very useful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't prevent it from happening the way it's built into the game. Whether you're in an inn or not, you're going to get it to a degree. It just depends on where you are when you log out, how fast you get it. Mm. So, I mean, it kind of has to be allowed because you can't stop it from happening else.
Exactly. And honestly, for a lot of people, that rested, having a rested XP bar, it is pure heaven. Heaven. I mean, it really does extend. If you're on a questing tune, that rested pushes out every time you hand in. Obviously, with the bloodthirsty, not so much. You chew it up like a hamburger or whatever. Like, you know, you do chew it up, but we do love rested because when you kill those rares, that is good XP right there. So,
Definitely helps on the bloodthirsties to have it. Trust me, there's a big difference between killing and as a bloodthirsty with rested XP and with not rested XP.
Oh yeah.
You want the rested XP on a bloodthirsty character. Trust me.
Yes, exactly. All right, but thank you. Great question there as well. All right, Nisi, what else have we got?
All right, from Crush. I found a coarse sharpening stone in a chest. I assume that is not allowed under enchantments. Enchantments, buffs, it kind of falls under that category. You're adding something to your weapon. No, not allowed. Can't do it. Vendor it. Don't loot it. Whatever.
Yep.
Don't use it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yes, Fair says in the chat room, rested is very good for passies.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, most definitely. Okay, Wanima, what have we got from Jade, please?
from Jade we have, does anyone know if gliders are permitted? Fall damage would be heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. Yes, gliders are permitted, and yes, fall damage is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of the veterans recommend having them on your bar. Oh, you can get your hands.
Mm-hmm. I lost a team to a fall from a bug in Northrend at 68. I fell off my mount and I did not have a glider. So from now on, that's one of the first things I buy when I have flying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, absolutely. Obviously, you know, get some, once you've got some gold on your character, you can pick them up cheaply sometimes on the auction house. Like, it's just a matter, once you can afford to get some, just have a couple in your bag. You know, they do come in handy as a just in case, you know, because as I said, it is heartbreaking when you fall from something and you're like, I've got no, you know, oh no. Yeah. So if it can help permit a death, then, you know, gliders are very handy to have. So, all right. Next one. Nisi, I'm giving you this one. Please. Yes.
No problem. Okay. So this one came from Discord, from Boosh. Hey, so I added a lesser healing pot to my bar instead of food. And then when I went to remove it, I forgot to hit shift to modify my bars and used it. I was out of combat already eating. Is there anything I can do to get unflagged for Iron Man? Yeah, buddy, no. Sorry.
No, no.
It sucks. It's happened to many, many people. Sometimes it's happened when they've tried to vendor them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just happened on accident. You're thinking it's something else in your bag that you're clicking, because sometimes the later healing potions look like other objects and you're in a hurry and or knee-jerk reaction, you click it and you're like, oh crap, what did I do? So sorry, flag's not being removed. Just you gotta be more careful next time. A couple of our veterans suggest you don't even loot the potions when you're looting mobs and stuff. But yeah, I mean, no, that's not going to get unflagged.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, so it still comes down to a challenge being a solo thing. It also means that, you know, paying attention. And look, again, a lot of people have done it. But if you're going to go vendor something, if you're going to put something on Auction House, if you're talking to an NPC, they're the times that you really want to, like, really pay attention, because if you've got stuff in your bag, then just, you know, so we feel for you, but there is no unread flagging, something like that. So we say to you, good luck for your next attempt. You can always use that toon as a scout. That is another thing what Winema was talking about earlier. Having a scout can help. So, you know, you don't necessarily need to just completely ditch the toon but having a scout might be a good way to go, maybe.
I think that one can be rolled into the tin list, because I think the tins were allowed to have potions. Mm-hmm. So that's always an option to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do want to stick in just a quick little PSA from all of the mods on the Off Challenges Discord. Guys, we mean this in the nicest way possible. We have an FAQ. You might want to read it, because
we've got a couple.
Not all of us. Yeah. There's one for teams and one's for solo challengers. There's times where not any of the mods or Lita or Stone are available to answer a quick question that actually the FAQ covers. Could save you a couple of hours of nail biting to see what you need to do or to stop you from playing until you find out. But, you know, definitely actually read the FAQ, you know, section for section, because there's some stuff in there that, you know, it covers a lot of stuff. And, you know, it covers like bags, auction house, trading, you know, just little things that are asked a lot. Now, we don't mind answering questions, more than happy to answer questions and clarify stuff. But if we're not available, definitely check out the FAQ.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Boz was saying slid down a mountainside on an iron. I think there's a lot of us that feels that. So yes, absolutely. Any other questions? Has this question already been asked? Most probably five, possibly. Again, we can't stress it enough. There are FAQs and the rules. So, you know.
We've had a lot of new people coming into the challenge Discord lately that may not have seen the link to the FAQ. Mm. If you're having trouble finding it for the solo challenges, it's right in the top of the rule sets at the very top of the screen where it says FAQ here. Mm-hmm. And in the challenges, for the team challenges, it's in the drop-down menu itself, specifically a separate tab for it.
Yes.
And they are two different FAQs, so mm-hmm. if you're doing the teams, make sure you read your team FAQ and your team rules.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing solo challenges, make sure you have read your solo challenge rules and the FAQ.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, as you'll sort them out otherwise. Yeah, sort them out like some of the puns, Azzy. Is that what you're saying? Shots fired. There you go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's wrap it up. I think that's probably everything that we've covered. Nothing else in the chat room I can think of. So let's do the thank yous. All right. So here we go. We want to thank all the Iron Elites for helping support the website, obviously supporting the show, all of that. We truly want to say thank you so much for your donations and supporting us. We do greatly appreciate it. So we have got Ali, Azzy, Boz, Jupa, Crash Landing. I'm not making the sound. That is Stone's thing, but Crash Landing. Thank you. Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Frasley, Sparkspan, Granagus, Introvert, Genius, Cashbringer, Chris, Layla, Mrs. Rock Guru, Never Died, Nisi, thank you. O Canada, P.S. Ducky, Rude de Bruin, Soylent Greener, Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Thalani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, I have to do that because it's Tiber, Toasty, Tully Bardine, Terwinkle, Two Frog, Olminia, Umanathal, Winema, thank you, Zaya, and Zort. Thank you guys. We really do appreciate the support.
Helps a lot.
It does help a lot. So thank you for that. We do updates towards the end of the month. So if there are any new ones, that will get sorted once Stone looks at that at the end of the month. But anyone new coming along, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I want to also, on behalf of myself and Stone, want to say thank you, huge thank you to our mods. Guys, looking right at you, can you see? Looking at you. We heart you greatly, so thank you. We want to say awesome, Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorts. And we also want to say welcome aboard to Chris, has come on board as a mod and someone who's going to be helping me out with some stuff. So welcome to Chris as one of our mods here as well. So guys, thank you for all you do. We greatly appreciate that. And it does, trust me when I say it, does make Stones and my life easier having you guys with us on the Discord, in Twitch, all of that, having you around the place. So again, thank you, thank you. Everyone that is in the chat room, thank you. I'm not reading everyone's names out. That's Stone's thing. So I'm just going to say thank you again for hanging out with us. And again, listening to the stories, Winema's stories, you know, all about the challenges and just chilling and hanging out. We do really greatly appreciate you guys popping in. So thank you for that. Now, wrap-ups for next week. We will be back next Saturday, May the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And we will be having Allie joining us. She is fairly new to the challenges, so we are super excited about that. But I have to say thank you. Huge thank you, Wanima, because I know it is super early and it's crazy. Thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome. It's been a pleasure being with you guys.
Oh, it's just, again, you know, just hearing the stories and all, you know, the advice, the tips and tricks. You've been there, you've done this, you've been doing challenges for 8 years. Again, you know, the amount of knowledge, experience, everything. We appreciate you sharing that with us. So thank you again. If you want to just tell people, where could they find you?
I think the easiest way would be Discord.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So she is on Discord, and you can, again, come over to our Discord channel, which is for everyone to come and enjoy. Just remember Will Wheaton's rule, people. Yes. That is the main thing. Otherwise, Banhammer will come out. Zortz does.
It will.
Zortz does like the Banhammer, but I tell you what, if it needs to be done, it will be done by any of the mods. So, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Don't forget. So, where can you find us, you say? Jump onto wowchallenges.com. That is the website. You will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can listen to the show on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And if you would like to send in tips, tricks, anything for chit chat, your puns, jokes, you can contact the show. Send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter @NisiBGN. Can get me on Twitch as well. I stream 3 days a week. I stream on my channel 2 days a week. The third day I stream with Zortz on his channel. But that's also NisiBGN. And yeah, I'm one of the mods in the WoW Challenges Discord. So you can get me in the WoW Challenges Discord as well. I'm just Nisi over there without the BGN, but I am usually there. Discord right now, lately, is probably the fastest way to get a hold of.
Nice. Thank you for that. And don't forget, you can find Stone on Twitter @StoneGrasp, as well as our other show that him and I do, which is Adventures in Azeroth, which we have got one planned soon. TM. Yes, I'm sure we do, but I've not got the calendar open, so you can check us out there. You can find me on Twitter @LetaWow, which Leta is L-E-E-T-A, just remember that, with a wow at the end, and you can find me on Behind the Avatar, which is my show. As always, want to say big thank you to Mark Conan and to Epic Insanity, because Mark Conan does our intro, Epic does our outro, and these are two friends of ours who we've known for a very long time, and they are awesome people. So please find them, check them out. Marconin is @MarconinWow on Twitter. Epic is @Epic_Insanity, and you can find him on Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions Podcast. Other than that, thank you, chat room. It feels really weird to be doing all of the things and not having Stone with me to do the things. So I have to say thank you, Nisi, for being my cohort in today's adventures of WoW Challenges. So thank you. And Wanima, thank you so much for, again, crazy times, having a chat with us, telling us your stories. We really appreciate it. Other than that, I think we've done a show, guys. So say goodbye to everyone, and I will get the intro, outro, not the intro. Let's do the outro. Say goodbye, and we will close this thing out.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2021.
2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.